Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Ooh, name that tune. That's Dick Dale. Dick Dale, a surf rock legend, and one of the great openings of a movie ever, Pulp Fiction. Remember sitting in the audience watching it. There's the diner scene. They're going to rob the diner. Samuel Jackson, John Travolta are in there, and there's some swearing, some things I can't say on the radio. And then that music starts, and I knew immediately I was going to love that movie, and I did. That's one of the rare times that I sat through an entire movie on opening weekend, first day, Friday afternoon, saw it. While everyone else was still getting out of their seats, I got out of my seat, went to the box office, bought another ticket, and went right back in and watched it again because I loved it so much. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards on News Talk Tonight. I want your phone calls on this topic. 1-855-633-1010. Have you got a story about your life, something that's happened to you that is so kind of outlandish that nobody believes it's actually true? Let me know. 1-855-633-1010. I have one, and I'm going to tell it in a sec. I told it last week, but in a slightly different context. So first, though, I looked online. And I found all these stories, and they're mostly kind of supernatural. I went to a funeral and saw the deceased standing next to her own casket at the front of the church. And, you know, to me, that's kind of cool. It's a supernatural thing. My story is a little different, though, although it could have turned supernatural because I could literally have turned into a ghost. But what happened, I was very young, just old enough to walk, and my parents had moved to a new town, Liverpool, Nova Scotia. They had bought a business with a big apartment on top of it that we were going to live in, but it was being renovated and things were happening to it, I guess. And so we lived in another smaller apartment above a store that had, and this is a detail that you need for later, a big awning, a big canvas awning. Remember those? And it came out from the front of the store and extended 5 or 6 feet, probably. We had a nanny looking after me because I was too young to be left alone, and my parents were both working at the store. And while I was being looked after, it was time for my nap. My nanny put me down for the nap. But then, like now, I don't sleep very well, so I get up and I started walking around, playing with things, looking around. I looked out the window, and I guess I teetered just a little bit too far out the window, and I fell out the window, and I bounced off this canvas awning that was out from the, it was above an HFC finance place, the apartment, and I bounced off that, kind of flew through the air like off a trampoline, and was caught by a man on the street. And his name was Bob Letson, and I grew up in Liverpool. I would see him, you know, 2 or 3 times a week, and he'd always say, "I remember when you were a baby, and I caught you as you flew through the air." That's my story that I tell people that nobody believes is true, but it's absolutely true. And if Bob Letson were still with us, I'd have him on the phone to tell me the story and to share it with you. But I want to hear yours. If you have any kind of outlandish stories of things that have happened to you that you tell people, but they don't believe, call me at 1-855-633-1010. As I said, looking around online, most of the story that we see here online are supernatural of nature. At almost the exact moment my grandfather died, the large mirror over the staircase at our family cabin cracked down the middle. Since then, several times when my mom and her siblings have discussed their dad, they found or heard broken or breaking glass. I don't know if I buy into the whole ghost supernatural thing. Maybe, you know, believe what you want to believe. But I will tell you that I was walking down Bloor Street, for people that don't live in Toronto, big major street, and it was in the winter, and it was icy. But it was one of those times when we had had a major snowstorm the day before, maybe 2 days before. A lot of snow had been plowed, but it was icy, and there was a big snowbank between the sidewalk and the street. And I looked up, traffic is barreling down the street, and I see a woman in a giant purple coat. I remember the purple coat. And she was going to cross the street without looking, without watching for the cars. And I said, "Hey, don't." And I guess I put my head down for a second to catch my footing, to see where I was going to run, to make sure I wasn't going to slip on the ice. And I looked up, and she was gone. And I saw it as clear as day. I could describe the jacket she was wearing. So when I say I don't believe in ghosts, I have a ghost story, but it was for me one of those kind of weird moments where, you know, you tell people that story and they go, well, I don't believe it. Well, I remember it and it happened to me. If you have one of those, call me at 1-855-633-1010 because I'd love to hear it from you. And if you were on the street, if you're listening in Nova Scotia and you were one of the other people on the street as I bounced off the awning and flew through the air and you were there and witnessed it, please call and back me up. I appreciate that at 1-855-633-1010. We've got Bill from Hamilton. Bill, how are you? Hello, Bill.
No, I'm not Bill.
You're not Bill?
No. I'm Serge from Montreal.
Oh, well, hey. Well, it's great to have you on the line. What's your story?
Well, maybe you won't believe it, but I met the Queen Elizabeth when she came in 57, I think.
Wow.
Maybe 7 years old or six, anyway. She came on a Dorchester Street in a cortege, a convertible limousine.
Yep.
And she had to stop at the Park Fort.
Right.
Where there were about 100 people there waiting for her. And there was that little girl with a bunch of flowers to give her. It was an opportunity for pictures, and she would have spoken to people anyway.
Yep.
In the crowd, I saw a guy with a suit. He opened his suit and he took out a revolver.
What? That's not where I thought this story was going.
So, well, I was scared for the queen, so I wondered how I could get to her. And I saw the little girl with a bunch of flowers, so I thought, I'll take the bunch of flowers and bring it to the queen. So the little girl, she began to cry, and when I brought the flowers to the queen, I said to her that there was a man with a revolver. So I said, and I was very innocent that time. I said, put yourself behind me and I'll protect you, something like that, anyway. Yeah, well, so there were some people for the security there. And one of them, she became a friend of mine later on. But at that time, she went with Pierre-Éliott Trudeau to India and Tibet to learn Kung Fu for 4 years. So when I pointed the finger to the guy, she went towards him. She did arm towards the back of his back of him, and she took out the revolver and she asked him, "What were you doing with that?" The guy was drunk and he said, "Well, weren't you queen of the queen?"
Listen, we're out of time. That's the best story I could have hoped for. Thank you for calling in. You're a national hero.
Well, I was a hero, but I began to be a zero after singing O Canada in a weird way.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. Stay with me. Lots more to come.